digital know-how in the boardroom. Digital, what a buzzword, and a tsunami reshaping the world. Organizations are challenged to embrace the possibilities of digitization to remain relevant and competitive. And yet, when we look at the profile of directors in global boardrooms, few have first-hand experience and the know-how to oversee the digital transformation of an organization. Although digital know-how is thought to be important, it is by far not as well represented on boards as one would like to think. In this podcast, I'm delighted to talk with Hassan El-Buhali from Toronto, Canada. Hassan is the head of technology at Mastercard Foundation. He serves on the board of Agropur, a multi-billion Canadian dairy business, and on various tech startups in Toronto and Montreal. We discuss the barriers for bringing digital know-how into the boardroom, steps organizations have taken to bring digital know-how into the boardroom, where boards can find the talent, and what they need to do to really benefit from the digital know-how once they identified a candidate. Welcome to the Better Boards podcast series. I'm Dr. Sabine Demkowski, founder and managing partner of Better Boards. We make the boards of the most ambitious organizations more effective. Our mission at Better Boards is to contribute to creating better boards. We do this by providing clients with an evidence-based approach for board evaluations and board development programs. We have created an innovative digital board evaluation platform. Reputable professional service firms partner with us and use the platform for their service delivery. Our clients can access the platform and use as part of a fully facilitated board evaluation or for their internal evaluation. To fulfill our mission, we give a voice to all who care about creating better boards. Hassan, thank you so much for contributing to the Better Boards podcast series. Really good to have you.
Thank you, Sabine, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's jump straight in. Digitization is one of the key issues transforming how we all do business. We identify that also digital know-how is thought to be pivotal to realize the future strategy. The necessary know-how at board level is very often thought to be missing. It's something we identify in almost every board evaluation at present. What is your view?
Well, yes, Sabine, the whole discussion about digital is boiling, as we all know. Digital is more than a buzzword today. It's a way of conducting business. It's a way of living our own lives. No industry is immune from digital disruption, including the complex ones, including the ones protected by regulations. Just take a look at automotive industry today and how different it is from just 10 years ago. The issue, though, as you mentioned, is that the majority of boards I'm dealing with lack significantly any digital knowledge or know-how, or what I would call a digital IQ. And even when they do hire executives with a tech background, it's generally difficult for these new members to steer the discussions beyond the basic risks-related or cyber-related discussions. Yes, it's a real problem, Sabine, you're referring to there. There is a need for boards to up their game when it comes to digital discussions.
Yeah, I like up the game. Each time we see it, we hear it, we think, and are a bit skeptical, I have to confess. We have so many young people, CIOs and tech companies. What are, in your view, the barriers to getting digital know-how into the global boardrooms?
Yes, that's a very good question and interesting one. It's surprising to see that executives with digital and tech background, what we would call tech natives or digital natives, are not that well represented on the boards. I think the biggest barrier is the deep and entrenched belief that the management practices that works in the industrial age are still valid for the digital age. Mm-hmm. The assumptions and biases are hard to see, let alone change. And the assumptions in most boards is that some cosmetic tech projects are enough and will save the incumbents from any digital disruption happening down the road. The other reason is a natural human aversion to risk. You know, embarking in a true digital transformation that goes deeply into transforming the business or the value chain of the business is a risky move. And many board members, I think, would not want to go there. It may tarnish their reputation if the move doesn't end up well. And then there are the nature of technology itself. Digital technologies are by design and by definition, I think, very different from the industrial age technologies. And not everyone understands them. Not everyone understands how they impact deeply the structure of an industry, the value chain of an industry, and the business model of a company. So we step back and continue discussing the basic risks related to digital technology, like cyber risk. But generally, we don't go deeper into discussing really how digital is an opportunity, how digital is an opportunity of business opportunity for the company.
So but I think you also need the know-how, don't you?
Yes, you do. You do need to know how to do that. And that's where the need for having more diverse and more digital native and digital educated board members. You know, here is a data point that I found really interesting. The average age of board members is 62 years old. So basically what that means is that the majority of board members today did or had the peak of their career back in the 80s or 90s, before the whole digital thing and the internet thing that's happening today. That in itself, I think, is a risk.
Yeah, I think it's a tiny bit lower in the UK. I think the last stats I've seen is that it is 58 for FTSE 100 boards. What I find interesting is that when times get tough, and there doesn't seem to be any arguments that we are entering such times, the average age even increases at board level. People want to play it safe, and as a result, they tend to hire people who are older and have even more years of experience.
Well, it's definitely human nature, right? To play it safe and go back and revert back to what we know best.
This is really an interesting one, that on this topic, playing safe might have actually the opposite effect and increase the risk and actually achieve opposite what one intends to do.
It is. Playing safe in this space is a risk on itself. It is a space where actually risk-taking is needed, failure is needed, and experimentation is the only way to learn. And this is something that management teams do understand now. It's surprising to see that it didn't get yet to the board levels.
Having said all of this, our listeners are always interested in what good looks like. What have you seen, Hassan? What have boards done to bring digital know-how into the boardroom?
Well, there are some really good news here, Sabine, is that I see things moving in the right direction in the boards I'm dealing with and working with. The first thing I'm seeing is that, yes, there is now a digital or a tech committee created for the majority of organizations I know. That was not the case just 3-5 years ago. The main driver for these committees for now is still cybersecurity. So it is still a risk-driven committee talking about the risks related to technology and deployment of technology within the organization. However, that's still a very good starting point. The second thing I'm seeing, and that we should see a lot more of, is education of the board members. And when I say education of the board members to increase their digital IQ, I'm not talking about some PowerPoint presentations about technology and IT and digital. I'm talking about experiential education. And what I mean by that is taking the board members to see and experience in person companies who actually adopted digital significantly and who are disrupting their own industry using digital. That will allow the board members to have some aha moments, understand deeply how digital technology, when they are used properly, can transform their own industry and company for the benefit of their business. So let's take a very specific example that I personally experienced. In a manufacturing company, taking board members to visit an all-light-out plant, meaning a plant that's fully automated, from raw material to finished good, and seeing that in the work. So it's not on a PowerPoint. It's actually real. You can see it, you can experiment it, and then from there, see the real value that we're talking about. So experiential education is very important rather than relying on PowerPoint presentations to educate and elevate the digital IQ of the board members. The last thing I would say is trying to add more and more discussions about technology and digital from, let's say, increasing the recurrence of this discussion from once or twice a year to maybe a discussion 4 or 5 times a year. And it doesn't have to be that boring discussion always about the risk. It can be about the growth, about how technology could be used to actually support and improve the growth of the company.
Let's become practical here. Where can boards find the talent? Do we really have a shortage, or are search professionals looking in the wrong places? What's your take on it?
All right. So that's a controversial one. I do, and we do all hear how difficult it is to find talent these days. There's a lack of talent everywhere, from operations to management to board memberships. I don't really buy it, and I'm being provocative. I think there is talent. There's plenty of talent out there, but there is also plenty of bias, unfortunately. Board and executive search firms do search for the same old archetypes from the same type of pools, and that's the problem. It's not the lack of talent. I think there is a need for boards to go and look for resources in other areas in the tech industry, search for people who've done other roles than the CEO and the CFO roles. Look for the tech industry today is a huge industry. There's plenty of talent there that would be more than happy to participate on board members and be board members or board advisors. This is where we should be looking for. We're still, unfortunately, still looking terribly like industrial age boards. And there is a need with a bit more women. That's good. We're improving on the gender side, and that's good. But on other areas, in terms of background, functional expertise, functional experience, we still have a long way to go there. And no, talent do exist. We just need to look for it in the right space.
Let's take it to the next level. I finally found now a candidate. What does it, in your view, take, and what needs to happen to really integrate this person? Because this person could easily be perceived as techie from outside space. So what needs to happen so that the board and ultimately the whole organization can benefit from the expertise?
Yeah, that's a very important point, Sabine, there. I think before answering your question, let me first expand on what a suitable candidate means in the context of our discussion here. Of course, when you're searching for a board member, the most important skill is the ability to govern and not manage. As we all know, boards are about governing the enterprise, not doing what the management team job. So that's important to hire a person, a candidate, who has enough experience to understand the nuances and difference between governing and actually managing. That's not negotiable. The second thing we're looking for is candidates with ease with technology. Doesn't mean that they have to be or must be software engineers by training, but they need to be or have done or delivered some major technology-driven products or projects or transformations that would allow them to understand how technology enables value or generates value in an economics terms. Mm-hmm. Once you have that candidate, let's imagine you have that candidate, so then the question becomes, how to best onboard that person. I think it's not different from any other onboarding of any other member. First thing is to take time to introduce the right people to the board member, have them meet the management team, have them actually visit the operations, a plant or a mine or a smelter or a retail store, so they do grasp and understand clearly the businesses they're trying to help. And finally, the board chair, and has an important role here, the board chair should take the opportunity to introduce the person, the new person, the new board member, give him or her time to speak up, to tell her perspective and his perspective, and most importantly, be open to the new jargon and the new metrics that technology and digital brings to the table. We should not expect this new board member with digital background and tech background to use the exact matrix and jargon that have been used for the industrial age. We should expect a different jargon, different matrix, different type of questions. And that's what we're looking for. And that's what we should encourage.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Hassan. We sadly have to wrap it up. What are the three things our listeners should take away from this podcast?
Well, there are a few things here. When it comes to boards and how boards should react to the digital disruption happening in all industries, I would start by just making sure that everybody agrees that digital disruption is real and it's happening and it's not a buzzword and it's accelerating in every single industry. Actually, Sabine, you would be surprised on how many people are still skeptical about that for some reason. Or some people may revert to or regulations will help us, or our industry is different, or we are different as a company,
yeah.
or our customers or what we're selling will never be sold on the internet. There are all sorts of mechanisms to react to risk, and that's one of them. So I would say the first thing is for the board members and the board chair to make sure that the board is aligned on the opportunity that digital is for the company. The second one is to collectively increase the digital IQ of the board. And as we discussed earlier in the previous question, use experiential training and education, not PowerPoint. Don't settle to PowerPoint presentation when it comes to this one. The third one is realigning the board structure and composition in terms of resources and skills and talent to be ready for what's coming down the road. So yes, you need to add technology savvy and digital native people to your board. And finally, on a regular basis, make sure that the discussions around technology and digital are going beyond risk. It's important to talk about cybersecurity risk, that's for sure, but that's not the only subject when it comes to digital and tech. Talk about business continuity, talk about how digital improves the running of the business, and most importantly, talk about how digital can grow the business. Give it a growth discussion perspective, not just a risk or operational one. That would be, in my opinion, plenty enough to start a discussion about digital on the board.
Hasan, thank you so much. I think there's a lot our listeners can take away from this podcast. So thank you so much for contributing to the Better Boards podcast series.
Thank you, Sabine, for having me. This was a pleasure.
How can we help you and your board? We at Better Boards are always delighted to hear from you. You can best reach us at info@better-boards.com. Thank you for listening.